Blog Talk Radio.
It's 9 o'clock here in the middle of nowhere. No, it's not really. It's here in Chicagoland, Waukegan, Illinois. That's right. It's me, Fernando, the one, the man, Fernando Poniente. Welcome to my show. This is it's me. What did I say that? I don't know. 347-884-8125. So much thing to talk about tonight. Yes. News, sports, you know, you name it. We will cover it tonight. Tonight, starting right now. 347-884-8125. You can join me in a chat room also. It is up and running. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/TheFernandoPoniente Show. And that is me. We're going to be doing on this day, birthdays, and on this day in history. We're going to be doing them breaking, you know, like latest news, current events, what matters most, like, you know, odd news and stuff like that. All right, we're going to be talking about a second grader actually is being I don't know if get suspended from school for a crucifix drawing. We're gonna cover that. We're also gonna cover a wife. It's actually a wife of lottery winner faces evictions and actually left her. So he won a lottery and left his wife. I think that's a dumb sections on my show. that's just dumb. So, and we're going to get, I believe, Winston on the other end. Is that you, Winston, or is it Linda?
Oh, really? Yes, it's me.
I thought it was Linda again. Oh, Linda, this is me.
Okay, this is Linda from Batesville, Arkansas.
You did that pretty good, man. You got me. You got me that one time.
Yeah.
So what's up? What's new?
It is in the news.
It is on the news. First, we're going to do on this day today, and we'll continue on that one. You know, today is, what, the 16th, I believe? So we're going to do that. Pretty cool here on this day. It is December 16, 1950, actually, President Truman proclaimed a national state of emergency in order to fight the quote-unquote communist imperialism. That was back in December 16, 1950. And December 16, 1901, Margaret Mead, the American anthropologist who authored 44 books and over 1,000 articles, was born. Now, following her death on November 15, 1978, her obituary appeared in the Times Magazine. That was on December 16, 1901. And on this day, back in 1653, Oliver Cromwell became Lord Protector of England, Scotland, and Ireland. That was in 1653. Fast forward to 1809, Napoleon Bonaparte was divorced from the Empress Josephine by the act of the French Senate. That's Napoleon Bonaparte, or Bonaparte, I don't know, whatever you want to call that, however you say it. 1899, playwright Noel Coward was born in London. We all know him. 1917, on this date, science fiction writer author C. Clarke was born in Minehead, England. Fast forward again to 1985, reputed organized crime chief Paul Castellano was shot to death outside a New York City restaurant. 1998, President Bill Clinton ordered a sustained series of airstrikes against Iraq by American and British forces in response to Saddam Hussein's continued defiance of UN weapons inspectors. 2000, on this date, President-elect George W. Bush selected Colin Powell to become the first African-American Secretary of State. That was in the year 2000 on this date. 2007, British forces formally handed over to Iraq responsibility for Basra, the last Iraqi region under their control. And we're going to go to the birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Benjamin Pratt turns 45 years today. Benjamin Pratt, you all know him. Bless, I do. And Joyce, what is this? I don't care about him. Don't care, don't care. Don't care, don't care. Ben Cross is actually 61 today. He's an actor. Also, Anna Popplewell. She's an actress. She's on the Chronicles of Narnia. She turns 20 today, and that, my friend, is our on this date, on this date, on this date. We're going to get on the phone real quick. Also, we're going to pick up. I believe this is Dean on the other end. Is that you?
Yeah, that's
you?
Me.
It's you.
That's me.
Well, welcome to the Fernando Poniente Show. We have Winston on the other end. Winston is from...
Hey.
Guess who called today? The giant turkey.
Gobble. Gobble. Gobble.
Do you recognize that voice, Dean, Brother Dean?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Yeah?
He must be thinking about food because he's talking about gobbling food.
Gobble. That actually, brother, the brother Lee that called my phone and he didn't know it was recorded, so I just and I called him. I said, you know, this is I always do that. This is the turkey calling you, and then he called back and he said, "Gobble, gobble," and I thought it was funny. Yeah, it was hilarious. I kept it. It's in there. But anyway, what's new in the news, Winston?
Couple of things, literally. I don't know if you heard this. The nephew of Walt Disney has passed away at the age of 79. He passed away this morning, actually.
Okay.
So that's kind of a big loss to Disney fans.
Yeah.
Tiger Woods, of course, is taking an indefinite break from golf, as we don't know it. But is he really? Find out more. I want to put you on the spot. Find out more on Talk Time Radio tomorrow. Yes.
Well, we'll find
out
more.
Yeah, I'm going to put you on the spot there.
We'll find out more tomorrow on the Talk Time Radio. 9 p.m., correct? 9 p.m. Central?
Oh, yeah. Central. 7 p.m. All right. Pacific.
Yeah, 7 Pacific. Hey, Colorado boy shoots himself in the leg playing with pistol hidden by the Christmas tree. That is the news. Actually happens in Cortez, Colorado. Authorities says a 12-year-old Colorado boy accidentally, you have to always say that, accidentally shot himself in the leg while playing with a loaded pistol in his parents had hidden behind a family Christmas tree. Now, what kind of parents would hide a loaded gun behind a Christmas tree? Well, it says, So the boy was shot in the calf on the morning, but the injury wasn't, and it wasn't serious. And the cop says a parent had left to work, but other family members took the boy to the hospital. The sheriff, the cop said they won't recommend charges because the parents have left the .22 pistol a reasonable distance from the child, but it's just behind a tree. So it wasn't clear why the weapon was hidden there. So while the cop says that the boy was, quote, digging around a Christmas tree when he found it, and his father had other weapons locked in a safe, and that was the only one that's loaded, but he actually played with them. Dean, do you usually hide your loaded gun around your Christmas tree?
No, well, that I can't even imagine that.
That's what I'm just mind-boggling. I'm still trying to think why would the parents load the gun and hide it and hid it behind the Christmas tree. Winston, why do you think, what was the motive in there? Do you think parents were like maybe playing Russian roulette, or they were drunk and not able to think straight and says, hey, I'm going to hide this behind a tree because the kid doesn't go behind a tree. Wrong. They always do. My kids always do. They go behind a tree and they find out what's behind that.
Well, maybe they hate their children. I mean, yeah, literally. I mean, they're trying to say, maybe he'll find that gun. Maybe he'll start playing with it. Maybe he'll just pull that trigger.
That's a good point there. That is a good point you made there. Yeah, maybe they don't like the kid. You know, said, hey, you know, maybe he'll end up shooting himself.
Well, that was correct.
Yeah, well, otherwise, what would it be? You know, I mean, there's no charges going to be. They're not going to charge the... They say they won't charge the parents for doing that. It's just, you know, they're going to rule it's just a plain accident, so there's no one that's going to get in trouble. But maybe
yeah.
That be like some, maybe, you know, maybe take some of the, because apparently he has, like, other guns in the safe. They should, Dean, do you think they should maybe take his license away? I mean,
For him not to get in trouble, what does that say to other parents that they can leave guns behind the tree? I mean, that's, I don't know. I don't know what to think about that. It should be.
Yeah. Well, I think they should, I mean, the cops should have been like, you know, maybe, should have given him like maybe a citation.
Yeah.
Some sort, you know, maybe, you know, take some of his guns away if he can't put them, he can't fit in the safe.
That'd make more sense.
That make more sense. So,
child endangerment.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, the kid's like, what, 12 years old? I mean, he know. I mean, I think he was... What were you doing when you're 12, Winston? I mean, what were you doing? Besides hanging around the pipelines?
Sleeping.
Eating
cookies.
Going to school.
Yeah, getting fat. And most of the chickens, dude.
Throwing rocks at neighbors' door.
When you get out of Mississippi, that's what you get out of Mississippi. That's all you do. You just you can walk. You can expect some. You walk in somebody's house, you know they're getting fat. That's all we do in Mississippi is eat.
You just throw sticks at the people walking by. Yeah. So
yeah.
The Colorado boys. So these let us be the reason for all the parents out there. I mean, if you guys are listening, if you have guns, please triple check your guns. And that, you know, if it's loaded. I mean, yeah, do not put it behind a tree, Christmas tree, because the kids...
He should be charged for treason.
You think so?
Well, for putting it behind the tree.
Oh! Ooh, that is so funny, dude. Dean, I like that. That should be charged for treason because it's a tree. I never heard that before. That's just, yeah. Okay, what about this wife? Happens in Miramar, Florida. A South Florida woman is facing eviction after her husband won the lottery and left her. So she's getting evicted.
Huh?
Her husband won the lottery. And she said, quote, one of the happiest times in my life, watching the kids grow up and seeing them laugh and watching them open their presents. And, you know, so she's packing the, and she said, I think it's going to be very lonely for me, she said. Campbell, that's the last, you know, that's her last name. She's actually a former Caribbean beauty queen, struggling to get the last of the belongings that they pack. Her husband, Arneem Ramdas, yeah, that's actually the last name, Ramdas, it's Ramdass. Rummed ass. Was part of the pool of American Airlines. he was a part of the pool of American Airlines mechanics in Miami who won the $19 million Florida Lotto jackpot.
Ching, ching.
Ching, ching. And she goes, and he said, well, you know, he didn't win all that $19 million. I mean, he got like, what, $600,000 share, but still, it's a lot of moolah. And he didn't tell his wife. You know? And he just, like, left her. What a cruel, cruel individual.
Cuckoo, cuckoo. Yeah, I feel like...
Cruel summer. What say you?
It's stupid. And one thing is, $19 million ain't going to last forever, honey child, in this economy. First thing he's going to do, I know the first thing he's going to do is one thing, buy him a new house and buy him a new car. And guess what? He's going to have to, guess what, taxes? We got taxes now. Okay, I mean, you know, guess what? Guess what? He's going to have life insurance. Oh, yeah, he's going to have life insurance. Another thing is, guess what else he's going to have?
What?
He's going to have a beautiful wife. Mm. How much is he going to pay for that? Pending.
A lot.
Because, yeah, he don't know
unless,
if he's going to get
unless he flew out of the country.
Yeah, then they just cheat. I'm sorry, I'm sad. I'm sorry.
Unless, that's what I'm saying. Unless he went to, like, unless he went to Mexico or any other countries or Philippines, you know, $600,000, it goes a long way. You can retire, though. You can retire there.
They can.
You can go to Thailand. You can go to Mexico.
The Philippines.
Retire in Mexico.
But still,
yeah, I get your point. I get your point. And even though it's going to run out of, you know, it's going to run out. Money.
Hey, listen to this.
You know,
I mean, is the Philippines that bad off than the United States? I know the, I mean, you know, not the top, you know, but, I mean, who is the worst? Ain't it like Portugal? Something like that? I'm not sure.
Portugal?
As far as, like, marketing, like, you know, like the wealth.
I believe, Philippines is, man, that's, you know, they're, when it comes to economy, that's, you know, they're not, I don't think they're in the top 50, you know, you know what I mean? There's a lot of islands in the Philippines, you know, the things you see in the news right now is happening on the, southern part of the Philippines.
Yeah.
You know, there's like 8 dialects in the Philippines and all that, so.
Wow.
Portugal, actually, that's, you know, that they're not, you know, Portugal is not bad either. I mean, it just, you know, if you're going to compare the economy of the United States to Portugal, I think, you know, United States would be somewhat, you know, ahead of them. But I've heard some good things about Portugal. So the Portugal have, you know, they have good soccer team player, I heard. There's a lot of ports in Portugal.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got that. Did you get that, Dean? There's a lot of port in Portugal.
Oh, yeah. That was a good
That's a good joke. I got that from you, by the way.
If you're thinking of putting Santa in jail, you probably read about that, too.
No. What happened?
You know what he does to little kids?
Nope.
What's his last name?
Claw. Oh,
yeah.
He claws them. Oh, my God. Oh, man, let's get a Dean a random applause there. Everyone, there you go. Santa Claus and Claus. Oh, what do you say about that, Turkey?
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Get that boring turkey saying gobble, gobble in there. What's the sports? Sports, Winston. What's going on today? Hey, Arizona Cardinals actually lost.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. Cardinals lost to what do you call that? The 49ers. Huh? What do you think of that?
Wow. Mm-hmm. Not really a big surprise. The 49ers. You know, I'm sorry. No, I don't care. The 49ers aren't that good. They haven't been good for the past 5 years. But, you know,
right.
Hey,
so?
I mean, you can turn around like in baseball. Speaking about baseball, the Phillies traded Cliff Lee, the left-handed pitcher, for Roy Halladay.
That's a bad move.
Well, yes.
What do you think? I would think that's not. I think that's a mistake. It's not the biggest mistake they ever did, but it's a mistake. So whoever executed him, they should be fired.
Should be, but see, the point is a bad deal. But again, you have to look at Roy Halladay is a way better pitcher than Cliff Lee, but you also have to take in mind that Cliff Lee is a left-handed pitcher, and you don't really find that good of a caliber left-handed pitcher.
No.
Because you really have to think about that.
Yeah, because they don't have a left-handed pitcher. Not that I know.
No, they don't.
So
they have relievers, though, that, but they're not starters.
Yeah, they need a left-handed pitcher. So, I mean...
they gave him up to the Mariners. To the Mariners, out of all people.
That's like an eyebrow raising right there.
Yeah.
And also those that are colors, I have a color right now. If you want to participate, can you press 1? No, not doing it. But anyway,
please press 1 if you hear this message.
If you hear this message, please press 1. And speak to heaven. How do you say it in Spanish?
I see.
I don't know. Marca es uno. Marca.
To talk to Lucifer, press 6.
Yeah, that was weird. Where was I? Yeah, speaking of, not Disney, but I was thinking about Nickelodeon, actually. They had ordered 26 more new episodes of SpongeBob. 26 more. Not bad. Not bad for a sponge, eh? Yeah. I know Dean's a big SpongeBob SquarePants fan. What do you think of that, Dean?
I don't know what to think.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what is this? Look at this. A weightlifter gives birth while training.
Ah, wow.
Yeah. Actually, in Chile, an Olympic weightlifter didn't realize she was pregnant. And got quite surprised when she went into the labor and gave birth during a training session. How could you not know that you're pregnant?
Well, I mean, she could have, I mean, they're really the same thing. I mean, you know, how could you, by her facial expressions, you know, she's lifting she lifts like 5 plates, you know. You know.
Yeah,
she, you know,
exactly.
Pulls something and then it kind of comes popping out. Now, my bad, but, you know, I mean, put it that way, but, yeah.
Yeah, I know. I mean, Dean, how could you, I mean, what was she doing? I mean, how could she not know that she was pregnant? She didn't look like she was that big.
Well, there's two kinds of pregnancies, you know. There's pregnant and there's pregnant.
that's true too. So she had a baby, and actually, this, you know, and she was lifting weights, and all of a sudden she's like, you know, something's gonna come out, and she went to the hospital, and sure enough, there was a baby that came out. So, I guess you wasn't expecting.
I've heard of that before,
yeah.
Though.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard of that one time that actually there was a girl that you know, she was clinically obese, that she didn't know she was pregnant actually, and she was so overweight that, you know, everyone thought that she was just like, you know, fat, and all of a sudden, and she didn't even know that she was pregnant. Yeah. Pretty disturbing there. So, how could you not know, man? I just like telling these people, how could you not know? There's nothing inside of you. Is like, you know, how could you didn't feel like something moving inside of you? You know? I mean, how about the symptoms? How about the pregnancy symptoms? I mean,
how about the obvious one? How about the big belly? Oh, I mean, maybe she was fat to begin with. That's why she's at the gym.
Exactly.
Maybe that's why.
Maybe that's why. I mean,
usually you kind of see an increase, you know, in fat. I mean, you know, in your belly, not fat, but in your belly size. I mean, hello? You got dyslexia? Yeah, dyslexia,
yeah.
Sorry.
Something you got to ask him, you know what I mean? Women, and the doctor, not woman, doctors find dozens of sewing needles inside a toddler. That's actually that didn't happen here. It happened in Brazil. There's actually a 2-year-old boy that has as many as 50 metal sewing needles inside of his body. And doctor treating the boy said Wednesday they were apparently stuck. They're stuck there one by one inside of his belly. It seems like he had swallowed them of some kind. Oof. my goodness,
ouch.
That is.
They were
yeah,
needling.
That's what I'm saying, too.
They were needling him.
They were needling. some of them was actually as long as 2 inches, and because some of them are stuck in his lungs. They had to wait until the child's breathing improves, and some of them cannot be removed. They are too close to vital organs, they said, or actually inside them. The boy's mother said she's the one that brought him to the hospital, and said that he was complaining of pain. Well, duh.
Yeah.
And then 3 days later, after X-rays revealed some of the needles, doctors had him snipped, or not snipped, shifted. Did I say snipped? The doctor had him shifted. Snips more than that. Yeah. What the heck? Okay, shifted to a larger hospital, and the X-ray. I'm looking at the X-ray right now, and they all over the place. And the mother told the police that she doesn't know how the needles got inside her son. That's how about watching your kid? But police actually opened an investigation. And the boy's name is actually, it says withheld because of the investigation and because of his age. Do you think the parents should be responsible? And what do you think? And you, let's say, you're the investigator. I mean, what do you make out of this? Do you think the parents made him swallow all this needles? Or maybe
no,
he just got into them.
That seems kind of strange that they'd have so many needles around anyway. I mean, why do you need all that quantity of needles? That's an enormous number that he swallowed. Wow.
I mean, have you seen one of those things, Winston? Like you buy those needles like in a little container? I've seen them. And it looks like, some of them got stuck in his lungs. And it's all in his vital organs, and every time the kid moves, needle moves. They get closer to his. I think it's going. I mean, if they don't take care of that, I mean, it's probably going to go to his heart. I mean, what do you think? Do you think parents should be responsible for that? Who do you think is responsible for that, Winston? Winston's not listening right now.
I am too.
Oh, you are?
I'm okay. I just said how long you would go out trying to, how long you would go actually trying to get me back on the air.
You're timing me? How dare you?
I was.
yeah, in a minute now. In a minute now. There he is. He's going to say, Winston. Yeah, what was the question? See, I just got a little sidetracked there. Yeah, what do you think? What do you make of things, Winston? Do you think the parents should be responsible for this?
Yes. No.
And why?
No.
Why?
No.
Why?
No. Because, listen, how was this parent, this being, this
2-year-old
kid? 2-year-old?
2-year-old.
Two things
yeah.
you gotta know about 2-year-old. 2-year-old will eat anything, okay? Well, you probably don't know this, Fernando. 2 years old.
I have a
2-year-old
right now, yeah.
Yeah, you've been through the experience. I know, you got like, not any offense, but you got like 5 kids, right?
Right.
So 5 2-year-olds, you had at least 5 2-year-olds at one time, right?
Right.
You know this. You know they eat anything. So, I mean, and so.
They'll eat grass, shoes.
Yeah. But another thing is, I guess
blankets.
You can blame the parents a little bit. Exactly. You can blame the parents a little bit for having needles out in the first place. Okay? Now, another thing is drop a needle. Have you tried to find it? Do you know how hard it is trying to find a needle? It's like literally trying to find a needle in a haystack. So I'm pretty sure this mother was maybe sewing it, maybe sewed a lot, and maybe dropped a couple. And it kept on growing. She just maybe had unsteady hands, dropping them, trying to get a thread. Exactly.
Or maybe
she dropped the whole can.
Right.
I don't know. ever.
And dropped the whole thing, and this kid just like just dove right into it and started popping like pop rocks.
Again, I'm not saying it's a bad way. It's time to Christmas. She may hate her kids. She may have. Maybe he'll pick this up.
Maybe he needs to swallow some haystack.
Yep.
Oh man, so there'll be needle in the haystack. That is rude.
Hey,
yeah,
Fernando, do you have a dog?
Do I have a
do you
dog?
Have a dog?
I have two. Mm-hmm.
Well, speaking of two dogs, listen to this. How would you love your dog like you found your dog eating a human body?
I would say yuck. Get away from
listen
that.
Listen to this. Nebraska Humane Society is seeking a new home for two small dogs that police say Fred on their owner body. They fed on their own owner's body after he killed himself. They found the two dogs eating the owner after he committed suicide.
They need to be put to death.
What, the dogs?
The dog, yeah. They need to be put to sleep. I don't know. I mean, it's just me. Who's gonna take them? You know me. I mean, if let's say if one of my relatives, yeah. Good luck sleeping. God forbid, one of my relatives is like, hey, they found dad and their dog's eating them, or half of them, or whatever. I mean, there's no, and asking me if I want to adopt them pets, I would say, how do you mind? There's no way. I mean, because after they've tasted, you know, the flesh, and they've tasted, you know, that, you know, who knows? You could be sleeping and just suddenly just attack you. You don't know. So.
Yeah. I mean, you know,
yeah.
But.
What do you think of that, Dean?
I mean,
do you think. Would you really?
I'm dead. Yeah, I would. Because, again, as we said before, animals are, they have their instincts. But when you buy a pet, you know there's risk. And if you're not willing to take that risk, do not buy an animal.
Hmm.
If you're not willing to take a risk, do not buy an animal. I'm telling you. Okay? I mean, you know.
Do not buy an animal?
Do not buy an animal, any kind of animal. If you know the risk that you're going to take, you'll say, okay, this dog may bite me in the future. This dog may bite one of my kids in the future. But, he seems fine right now. That's a stupid thing to say, okay? So when you got another responsibilities when you know when you're buying a dog or any kind of animal, like this, a pet, you know. I'm pretty sure you didn't buy your dog. I bet you wouldn't buy it. If you're let's God forbid this, but if your toad dog died, I bet you wouldn't get another dog, would you?
Yeah, there's no way I'm getting another dog.
Why? You know why?
Yeah. Huh?
Because your kids.
Yeah.
Right?
Because of the kids. Yep.
You're protective. Exactly. My point
exactly.
Exactly. You know the risk. And if you're not willing to take the risk, you don't want to buy an animal. You're a smart guy. You're not buying an animal, okay?
Nope. Not me. Not buying an animal. I'll probably end up eating them anyway if they eat me.
Does that make any sense, Fernando?
What?
I would eat the dogs if they eat me.
No. I'll eat the dog if they try to eat me. That's what I try to say. You
there
know,
you
like
go.
If they attack me,
there.
Yeah, I'll make a stew out of them. Here's the dog.
Is that
Dean's
your dog?
Dog barking. That's Dean's dog. He's actually barking. Or I don't know. I'm just saying that. I probably don't. I'm just. Talking,
I know.
Crazy. It's the booze talking. I don't even drink. Anyway, the dog from the dog into the speaking of death, we're talking about dead body and all that stuff. But actually, a woman laid dead for months, and actually, the cops charging the relatives for that. There was an elderly woman. In North Carolina, and actually, her corpse, was kept in their home for months until actually authorities discovered the dead body just a couple of days ago. And the prosecutor said Wednesday that one of the family members members will actually face a criminal charge. They said there's no question it was known to the family and should have been communicated to the law enforcement. That's what the cop says. So they found a body. Relative didn't know anything about it. This is like in North Carolina. I don't know if the relative was scared to go forward, you know, to talk to cops about it. I don't know, but I don't know the whole story.
Hmm.
Actually, hold on a second. I'm going to go along here. The cops said a member of the family would be charged in a failure to report the death, and which is a low-level felony, of course. Actually, they declined the identity of the relative being charged and actually being questioned. And that's it.
Wow.
They found it. I don't know how they... Hold on a second. Let me go down. The allegations come a day after police said a 911 call reported that the Blanche Matilda Roth was unconscious and not breathing, and they found Roth's body in her bed. So neighbors said Roth's family had been living in a house with her and continued to go on as normal. And after Roth reported death, a woman who answered the door at the home Wednesday morning refused to comment. So there's got to be something going on there. I mean, I don't know. Maybe the relatives should be tested if they have the right, if they're capable to make any judgment or anything like that. And they might be not all there. You know what I mean? What do you think, Winston?
Yeah.
I mean, I would.
Not all
that they can. If I find any like bodies, it's like if my, you know, one of my relatives and, you know, living inside my house is not like been on the floor for a couple of days, I'm gonna say, wait a minute, hey Bob, you're not moving, maybe something wrong with you. So they should not be charged. I think the court's gonna look into that. What do you think, Dean? I mean. Body not moving there, you know, not going anywhere for a couple of weeks, and dead or not, you know. What do you think? What's your comment?
It sounds kind of suspicious.
Yeah, I mean, if you see or if you know someone's laying down there and they're not moving for a couple of days or for a couple of hours at least, you know, I would be worried. I'd be like, hey, wake up, you know.
Yeah.
I'd be sleeping for 12
beauty.
Hours.
Wake up, Sleeping Beauty.
We'll play the music.
Well,
wake up, little Susie. Well, what?
Listen to this. Maybe I'm thinking on. See, I think out of the water here. Listen to this. Maybe they were mad at each other. You know how relatives are. And maybe they didn't want to see each other anymore. Maybe they were like, "Well, I hope he is dead."
Yeah. Or they're like, "Don't give me that silent treatment again."
Yeah.
He was like, this is the longest silent treatment you're giving me. It's been a couple of months.
Yeah.
You're crazy, Winston.
I said that to somebody once. I said I got kind of mad, and the person goes, dogs get mad, humans get angry.
Oh.
It's true, because if you look up mad in the encyclopedia, and if you look up angry, I agree with my friend.
Hmm. Yeah, that's true, and mad and angry. That's right. Mad like a mad dog, angry like an angry. Yeah. And gay is actually happy, right? The word gay.
Supposed to be.
Yes, Fernando.
Supposedly, but we don't use it. Oh, that's gay.
Well, I mean, you know, if you say that, that'd be. We have a lot of homophobes down here, and you can call somebody up and tell them you're gay, and they'll literally come. They'll still be like, you thought that we, not in a bad point, that we're the racist. Just wait till we get the homosexual race, you know, in here. I mean, you know, I'm not like that now. I mean, you know, I don't kill somebody, but I mean, I dislike it. You know, but
because it's an abomination to God. You know, I mean, that's what I always tell people to do. I mean, it's like, I'm not, you know, like, I have nothing against, homosexuals, or, I mean, I'm against you know, what, you know, their lifestyle, you know, what they do.
Yeah.
I don't hate him. I don't dislike him for them being human. You know, I just liked what they
yeah,
do.
Yeah, yeah.
How did we get into that topic anyway?
You talking about happy gay, I'm saying,
huh?
Yeah. You talking about gay
and happy.
Did
I talk about that?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, man. All right. Yeah, we'll move on, shall we? Because that's a different topic there. We'll move on to the what matters most. Second grader actually and it got caught drawing a crucifix. You can find out if he got, you know, suspended for doing that. A parent, Chester Johnson, claims a Massachusetts school district suspended his child for drawing Jesus Christ on the cross, and outraged and being squarely aimed at the school, and now they seem to be, you know, running away from, you know, not making presentation, and they're actually blaming the media. According to an Associated Press report, Chester Johnson told the local TV station that his son made the drawing on December 2nd after his second grade teachers asked children to sketch something that remind them of the holiday. Oh, that is nice. I like that kid already. The pictures released by the father is shown that they thought that the school said that it's not what got the child in trouble. They say there was another drawing, though they have yet to release that. There's another drawing that he got in trouble. Maybe a manger? I don't know. And there's not a lot of information they're giving him. And the school isn't saying much. And the superintendent is not saying anything. And could not discuss this to media or an individual thing. I don't know. I think, you know, they're hiding something in here. I think, you know, maybe he got in trouble because for drawing that and offended, you know, other quote-unquote religion. You know what I mean? What do you think about this, Dean? I mean, you can't do this anymore. You can't draw the crucifix with Jesus on him. What do you think?
Yeah. Well, I think you should be able to. They're trying to take, like, even for Christmas, they say Happy Holidays instead of Merry Christmas, and that's...
Yeah, they do that now.
I mean, that, to me, when people say Happy Holidays, they say Merry Christmas, you know.
What do you say back Merry Christmas to them?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, my wife does that, too. You know, sometimes when they say Happy Holiday to me, it's like when I go walking at the store, and they say Happy Holiday... sometimes I don't pay attention. You know, I don't, you know, it's like, mm.
So
sometimes
saying,
I nod.
So you're saying it dawns on your wife to do that?
No, my wife does. My wife, she responds to Merry Christmas to them.
Yeah,
it
dawns on her to do that?
Because she's Dawn, yeah.
Yeah, it dawns on her to do that.
Yeah.
It dawns on
her? Yeah. I get it. Yeah. What about you, Winston? Walking in Home Depot, Home Depot counter greeter says, "Hey there, young man. Happy holiday. Here's a card."
What's he trying to say? Yeah. Well, first of all, I'm going to, you know, look.
Hey,
I'm
young
gonna
man,
look
you
want to
you wanna have a cup of tea sometime?
No, ma'am.
All right, I'm sorry. I just interrupted you there. Go ahead.
Well, they see what's going to happen here is we got a local radio station down here. I was listening on my way back from church, and this is exactly what it said. Come join us to the dinosaur adventure you will ever see in 125 million years ago. Travel back to the land. And I swear I said this. And then I come around, and then the same radio station has a radio jingle, B95, Happy Holidays. And I turn around and say, why can't it say, B95, Merry Christmas? Why is that like that, though? It seems like we can put something on evolution on there. But when we put something about Christmas, oh, my goodness, Hell's Gates, Hell's Flames has come out of the ground and just raptured everybody. My goodness. It ain't going to happen. I mean, it's not. It's okay, folks. It's okay to say Merry Christmas. It's not the world's going to end. And some people are just offended by it. I'm like, I don't know what to tell you. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
You know, I was watching Bill O'Reilly a couple days ago, I think. There was a store, or one of the public plays, I think. They had a big Christmas tree, and then there's a manger there and everything like that. And across to that, there's like a menorah. And on the other side, there's actually an ACLU post saying that we're here to protect your religion. Or we're here to protect your religion. And on the other side, clearly, there was actually a sign from the atheist group saying, what do you call that? Christmas did not happen or something like that. No heaven, no hell. You know, God is just a friction or something like that of imagination, or a fairy tale, or similar to fairy tales or something like that.
Figment.
Yeah, figment of imagination, but I don't think they used that. I think they used some kind of a, like, fairy tales of your imagination. Here's the question, though. I mean, you walk in there, and, you know, I mean, there's a little bit something for everyone. I don't think... ACLU is trying to get in there and saying that, you know, we're here for you, and we're here to protect your religion. What do you say to that, Winston? I mean, is ACLU really protecting
the lives of butt off, Fernando? You know what the ACL, you know what they're doing. You know they're trying to get more money. They're just like Acorn. We promote good things. Then they show a commercial showing price. I'm not going to say anymore. You don't know the rest of the story.
Exactly. So, I mean, here's the difference, though, okay? I mean, you know, Christmas in there with the manger in there, the scenery of Christ and stuff like that. And, you know, we have ACLU saying that we're here to protect you. We have the menorah, you know, for Jews and all that. Hanukkah's going on, and across from that it's the atheists, you know, posting. That's clearly hatred to me. You know what I mean? That is a saying that's telling you that don't believe in what your religion sucks. I mean, they worded it out different, but it's just that's basically it, plain and simple. You know, why are they allowing this atheist to spew this hate? You know, and saying ACLU, saying that sort of notes in there say we're here to protect your religion. Why isn't the ACLU going after that atheist? You know, maybe one person atheist to post it up there.
Stephen Hawkins.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, there we go. Maybe that's them. So I do not know. You know, crucifixions. With the kids in school, I think there's a lot of things going on in there. Who knows? We got to follow that real quick. And hopefully, you know, I mean, if they're hiding something, the truth shall set them free.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, I wanted to kind of bring something my pastor was talking about the other day. Brilliant guy. Guys, scholar, he's got I don't know how many degrees in theology, doctorate degrees, but he was simply talking about. Did you know in the manger scene, the nativity scene? Did you know that you see wise men in there? Mm-hmm. Did you know in the Bible that the wise men never came to the nativity scene, never came to see baby Jesus? I bet you didn't know that. That was after the fact they came to see him, and he brought up a very good point. It's all about tradition. It's about what we want, not what God wants.
Hmm.
It's about what we think it should be. I mean, you know, let's take the holiday thing, okay? We say happy holidays. Why can't we say Merry Christmas? Because we don't want to. It's about what we want. It's not about what we want. It's about what God wants.
That is good point. That's right, because that's what we want. It's like, And also, we are, you know, we always want to be politically correct. You know, sometimes we have to, you know, we have to learn how to grow, you know what it is, grow some B-A-L-L-S and stand
grow
for your rights and stand for your faith, you know.
What year did they start that saying Happy Holidays? What year? How many years ago?
Ooh, I would say, I mean, I can remember that as a kid, actually, getting cards, you know, from relatives and says Happy Holidays or season greetings. I don't know, it's as long as I can remember. Actually, they've been trying, you know, non-believers have been trying to get that Happy Holiday thing, you know. But now it's just more spotlight to it because I think
we got legal immigrants and different religions over here in America because Muslims is the number one faith in the United States of America.
Yeah, no. Sorry. No, it's not. But anyway, here we go. We got to continue on here because we have about 8 minutes left. You know, that's all. That's what we have. But anyway, we are going to keep going over here. We are going to go through the 15's worst holiday gift ideas, actually. And I'm going to go and talk to you about your gift holiday gift thing, Dean and Winston. All right. Not so subtle suggestion. There's nothing quite like watching an expression on people's faces. You know, now we get ties, socks, and stuff like that. You know, when they open up one of these set of meditation tape from Mr.
Low
Carb Cookbook and all that stuff. That is one worst thing that you can get from a holiday gift. Useless gadget. I mean, you ever get one of those things that says, you know, like you get like one of those a golf. I got that a couple of years ago, and then just one of those, a telescope for golfing and stuff, and I didn't even golf, and I was just like, that's useless, you know. Did you ever get one of those? I mean, I don't even know what happened to it. That's one of the worst things I've ever had in Christmas.
Kind of.
Not from my family, but it's from a friend. Lingerie, I'm going to skip that. The deadly weapon, my editor admitted. Actually, this is, you ever get one of those things, lottery tickets? Yeah? Do you get lottery tickets for Christmas? Huh? Oh, yeah, you know, but for Christmas. Christmas. No?
I would like one.
Well, something like that.
Yeah, something
like that. Okay, yeah. Ties. So you got invited for a holiday party, right? In the last minute, you don't have time to pick up a bottle of wine and all that stuff, and you just realize, and this is worth thousands, if it costs you a therapy bill to overcome your guilt, and you have to get guilt that, you know, that you didn't have anything, you know, for the giveaway to pass around. Did you ever have that? And just like, you ever like show up in a party and said, you know, hey, welcome to the exchange gift party. Yeah, come on in. I don't have any gift.
Yeah.
That's wrong. But anyway, I'm not going to go all through them now because we're not have time. But anyway, I'm going to go with you, Dean. Name some good, you know, good gifts and bad gifts you've had for Christmas. We'll start with the bad one, and then we'll go to good one.
Let me think.
Besides that dog barking in the background.
I can't think of any offhand, but if you get a gift, you feel guilty if you don't keep it. You know, you feel guilty if you try.
Right, you get the guilt trip.
Of course.
Yeah.
Fernando ended up playing elephant with it. Whatever you call that game, elephant.
White elephant.
Yeah, white elephant. You ended up playing white elephant. Traded it in. Bring him the next day. Here you go, here's a present. Ain't this the same GPS system I just got you last year? No, I bought another one.
Right. Funny. What about some good stuff, Dean? Hey, did you get that dog bark in the background for Christmas?
No. Woof, woof. Yeah, I can hear you, man. I got just a second here.
What else did you get for Christmas?
Oh, sometimes you get clothes that fit, and that's good, but sometimes you get them if they don't fit in you, and you can't take them back.
Exactly.
That's not a good thing.
That's not a good thing. That's right. What was the highlight? Dean, what was the... Yeah, there you go. Oh, man.
That dog barks all day long?
That's an automated dog. You flip a switch and it barks. It's not a real dog.
Well, I hope not, because he barks in the same pattern every time.
He does, yeah.
I know. He's like...
What was the highlight, Dean? What was the highlight of your last Christmas? Last Christmas, do you remember anything? What was the highlight that you really liked the most? Besides the eggnog. Besides the alcoholic eggnog.
Huh?
Well, I'd say going home to Sauk City, because that's my hometown, and my Christmas song is Silver Bells, It's Christmas Time in Sauk City.
Yeah.
And so, I like that. What about you, Winston's? We'll start with the bad one. Ever get a bad gift?
Yes.
Name one.
Coal.
Huh? You got a coal for Christmas?
Coal. C-O-A-L. Power plant
coal. Yeah, that's what I said. A coal. Like, means you get, you're a bit naughty. Isn't that what you get from Santa?
Yeah.
You get a coal?
Yeah.
Come on. I'm talking about last Christmas. I'm not talking about like 5 years
ago. I am too. I have some smart aleck relatives.
Oh.
So, yeah.
So you got, what did you do with it? Did you cook barbecue with it?
Nope. I crushed it all up on my front porch, actually. Right on. I got some water and kind of made it all like kind of around the door, made it smutty. Yeah. Yeah, they don't give me Christmas presents no more.
What about the highlights last year?
I don't even remember. I guess that's kind of bad to say.
Besides the Hannah Montana pillow you got, what else?
I forget about that. Yeah, I did get a Hannah Montana pillow.
Yeah, besides the Hannah Montana pillow I sent you.
Yeah. Thank you again.
Thank you again. All right, so nothing else. Well, you know, YouTube, happy holiday. You know, everything is a gift. I mean, this Christmas is a gift giving. And don't forget, you know, this what's Christmas all about. It's not all about gifts. It's not all about, you know, I mean, it's giving and, you know, spending time with your family. That's all good and all, but... Do not forget who dies for your sin, you know?
Yeah.
Do not forget that the reason for the season is, you know, because we are blessed by the best. That's it. Yeah.
Amen.
That's so bad. What's your last next show, Winston? We are running out of time.
Every tomorrow at 9 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Pacific on Talk Time Radio, Blog Talk Radio, Live 365, and Shoutcast Radio. You can take me out.
Phone
what about
number?
Website?
347-826-9009.
347-826-9009 is the number. Go to my website at talktimeradio.webs.com. That is Webs, WEBS.com. You can check out anything there. Just upgraded it today. A lot of cool stuff under the weather. Advanced widgets now I've created.
Uh-huh.
And very advanced widgets. Anytime, track the storm. This is basically like the storm tracker's kind of software that I have on here.
Sweet.
You can try it. Exactly. And I have my new radio, my TV station going now. You can go to the talk, there you'll see like a little, under the navigation bar, you'll see Talk Time Radio TV. Oh, yeah, we got the Fox News playing on there now. Oh,
all
yeah.
Right. That was my friend, it's Winston Pitts, just like the armpits, only he smells better.
Damn.
Also, Dean from Wisconsin calling today. Thanks for stopping by. We'll be here again. Dean, thanks for stopping by.
You're welcome.
We gotta go, okay?
Okay. Thank
you. All right. Well, thank you. This is Fernando. I'm signing off from Fernando Poniente's show, blocktalkradio.com. And I say peace out. Peace. Gobble, gobble.
Hey, y'all, this is Rob. You're listening to my boy Fernando's show. Hell of a show. Y'all should be paying attention. Peace out.
Hello?